بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill it with khair and barakah for us in every single way, as He Jalla Jalaluhu promised to do for us, inshaAllah. It begins with the sighting of the moon. Sighting of the moon. And unfortunately, this is a source of our annual moon fighting. Please understand, moon sighting is a sunnah. To look for the moon is sunnah. To see the moon, to look for the moon and see the moon is sunnah. It is also ibadah. It is our act of worship. Allah will reward us if we make that effort. There is a dua to be said when you see the new moon. But moon fighting is haram. Let us not begin the beautiful month of Ramadan by indulging in something which is haram, which is fighting with each other, creating controversies, having all sorts of useless arguments. So let me give you the proof, the dalail, because we have a religion which is based on dalil, based on evidence. Let me give you the evidence of moon sighting. An Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam zakara Ramadana faqala la tasumu, hadha fi'lan amr, لا تصوموا حتى تروا الحلال ولا تفطروا حتى تروه فإن غم عليكم فقدروه له. In the hadith, which is a Sahih hadith in Sahih Bukhari, narrated Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, Rasulullah ﷺ gave a command, لَا تَصُومُوا, do not fast, unless you see the crescent, حَتَّى, until تَرَوُوا الْحِلَالِ, حَتَّى تَرَوُوا الْحِلَالِ, until you see the crescent of Ramadan, until you see the new moon of Ramadan. And he said, وَلَا تُفْتِرُوا, and do not make iftar, do not stop fasting, hatta tarauhu, until you see, in the Arabic language, tarauhu means see him, and that is because al-qamar, the moon, is a semantic male in terms of semantic gender in the language. So hatta tarauhu, until you see it, which is the crescent of Shawwal. And then he said, فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, and if the sky is overcast, and if you cannot see the moon, فَقُدُرُوهُ لَهُ, he said, act on the estimation, meaning count 30 days of Shaban. Right? Absolutely clear. This is the hukum. Allah, he is saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see the moon and start fasting, see the moon and stop fasting. If you cannot see the moon because of clouds or any other reason, then complete the 30 days of the previous month, which is Shaban. Another, and this is in Sahih Bukhari, it's a Sahih Hadith. Another hadith, which is a Sahih Hadith in Sahih Muslim, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غمي عليكم فأكملوا عددا. Same meaning. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu said, fast, start fasting on sighting it, meaning sighting the new moon, and break your fast on sighting again the new moon. But if the sky is cloudy, then complete the number of 30, meaning 30 days of the previous month. So in the case of starting, it is 30 days of Shaban. In the case of completing of Ramadan, it is the 30 days of Ramadan. Before we go into Shawwal, which is the the day of Eid. Finally, in another hadith which is recorded in At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasai, also Sahih, Ammar ibn Iyas radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever fasts the day concerning which there is doubt has disobeyed Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the kunya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abul Qasim. So he said, whoever fasts the day concerning which there is no doubt, there is doubt, whoever fasts the day concerning doubt has disobeyed Abul Qasim. So this is a statement by Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu, saying that don't fast on a day where there is doubt. So very, very clear, we have the ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ telling us to see the moon and fast. Now, those of you who might say, well, you know, in those days, they did not have access to any other means, and therefore, Rasulullah ﷺ said, see the moon. Today we have access to different means, which is that, you know, for example, we can calculate and we know exactly when the new moon came in, and so we need not see. Now, this is a completely false argument, because the issue of calculating lunar calendar is not something which is unique to the Muslim faith. The Hindus have had a lunar calendar for over 2000 years. The Jewish people have had a lunar calendar for also over 2000 years. So lunar calendars have been in existence, and they have calculations for the moon for, you know, going forward 200-300 years. So it's not a question of lack of calculation. In any case, please understand that for something which is a rukun of Islam, for something which is a pillar of Islam, which is the fasting in Ramadan, to begin that and to end that is part of the same rukun, because it's like saying I'm praying salah and it begins with Allahu Akbar. Is Allahu Akbar rukun? Of course it is rukun. Without Allahu Akbar, then the salah does not even begin. So this is the beginning of the salah, of the fasting, and ending of the fasting. This is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, and Rasul alayhi salam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam communicated that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. So if somebody says, well, you know, this is left to people's whims and fancies and to their understanding, this will be completely false, and it indicates, first of all, a lack of knowledge of history, because you don't know that that lunar calendars existed even at that time, and secondly, a lack of understanding of Islam and the principles of Islam. So I strongly recommend to you, please don't fall into this trap. Second thing is, if you are going to, and if you and I, if we are going to take two Sahih hadith concerning the sighting of the moon recorded in Bukhari and Muslim, and we are going to disregard them, and we are going to say, well, today I have access to some other things, whether it's calculations or whatever, and so I'm going to follow that, then believe me, you are then opening the door for the complete destruction of Islam. Because if this logic that today we have some other means, therefore we can disregard a hukum and order of Rasulullah, if this logic is applied, then this can be applied to many other things. And our entire religion will go down the drain. Right? Please, this is what happened with others. Don't fall into the same trap. Do not fall into the same trap. Our belief, we believe in Iman bil Ghaib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as far as the believers are concerned. He said, Alladina yuminuna bil Ghaib. These are the people who have faith in Al Ghaib. Al Ghaib is the unperceivable. And we have access to that Ghaib through the Kalam of Allah, as explained and as taught to us by Rasulullah. So the teaching of Rasulullah refers to, especially in ibadat, especially in acts of worship, it is complete in every aspect. For example, we pray 3 rakat of salah in Maghrib. How do we pray that? The way Rasulullah taught us. So he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. He did not say, Sallu kama qala Allah. or kama amara Allahu alaykum. He did not say pray as Allah ordered you to pray. He said sallu kama ra'aytumuni, as you have seen me pray. Now this principle applies across the board to all the ibadat, all the acts of worship. And of course it applies across the board to everything that Rasulullah ﷺ ordered, but with a special emphasis on acts of worship. So anyone who discards that, disregards that, whatever be the reason, and says that sighting is not necessary, we can use calculations, believe me, they are completely and totally wrong. They are going against the sahih ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, and they will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their deeds. Leave them. Whatever excuse they have, let them have it. As far as we are concerned, we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not a nice thing to do. It is not, something which is optional. This is obligatory. It is fard on us to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. His sunnah was to sight the moon. His hukum, his order, his amr was to make the effort to sight the moon. And he told us and his order was, do not start fasting until you sight the moon. Do not stop fasting until you sight the moon. And therefore, to start fasting or stop fasting when the moon has not been sighted, this is not from the usul of Islam and usul of ibadah as far as this sighting issue is concerned. Right, so please let us not destroy our religion by all kinds of so-called logical arguments. These arguments are not logical at all. They are completely illogical, because what is logical about disregarding the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then comes the question of, should we follow Saudi Arabia? Now, whether it is for Saudi Arabia, or it is America, or it is France, or Australia, should we follow the sighting in some other country? Now think about this. If you want to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, sight the moon. He did not say sighting in one place compensates for, or is equal to, or satisfies the need for sighting by individual people. In Islam, the beauty is that the benefit of the ibadah is given to everybody. So, for example, Rasulullah ﷺ, for example, we don't say that the salah in Makkah is enough for the whole world. The adhan in Makkah is enough for the whole world. It is not. For us, we have to call our own adhan. And calling the adhan is ibadah for us. Nowadays you have these, this is an old thing, you have these machines, which call the adhan at the right time. So if you have such a machine in your house and the machine is calling the adhan, you cannot take that adhan as adhan for salah. It is not. Adhan for salah is called by a human being in that place. So should you follow Saudi Arabia? Now, the best thing for that, the best answer that I can give you for that is an answer given by Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, Rahmatullah Alayhi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and grant him the highest station in Jannah. He gave this answer. They asked him, why are Muslims not united in their fasting? Why don't they start fasting on the same day and ending in the same day? He said, first of all, this is geographically and scientifically impossible, because the moon is not sighted on the same day in all the places. What does it mean? He says, don't follow one particular place. Then he said, follow the sighting in your country. What time do you pray Salatul Fajr? You don't pray Salatul Fajr in your country. If I'm living in America, I don't pray Salatul Fajr in America at the time it is being prayed in Makkah. I pray Fajr at the time of Fajr in my country, right? I pray Zuhr at the time of Zuhr in my country. I don't say Zuhr is being prayed in Makkah at that time, so therefore I will pray even though it might be night in my country. No. So he said, you follow the sun, meaning the sun determines the hours of the day. The hours of the day is because of the movement of the sun. So he said the sun determines the hours of the day. And so you pray at the time of prayer in your place. He said in the same way, the moon determines the days of the month, the months. So you fast when it is time to fast in your country. Meaning you do your own moon sighting and you fast. Now this does not, a very beautiful explanation. I mean, the sun, the movement of the earth around the sun is what determines hours, and the in the other case it is the moon which determines the days. So just as we don't have this argument, we don't say why are we praying at this time, it is time for Asr in Makkah. No, we say it is not a question of Makkah. If I'm in Makkah, I will pray at the time of Makkah. If I'm in Iceland, I will pray at the time in Iceland. If I'm in Australia, I will pray at the time of Australia. So also, I will start and stop fasting at the time on the day in my country when moon is sighted in that part of the world. Now this does not mean that you have to see the moon directly above your house or in your village. No. At least in that geographical location. So if you take the whole American, continent, then this is one location. You take the whole of the Middle East and all of that, that's another location. You take Europe, it's another location. Australia, another location, and so on. But you can't take a moon sighting in Australia and say, this is good for all the world. No. So please, let us not change our religion for the sake of convenience. The religion, it is a sign of love to do something which may not be convenient out of love for the one we love. And in this case, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take the sighting in your part of the world, and if it has not been sighted, there's absolutely no problem. Absolutely no problem. There is no obligation on you that you must fast on the same day as people are fasting in Saudi Arabia. If they have seen the moon, they will fast, no problem. Nobody has forced you to fast even though you have not seen the moon. And don't say the month has begun. Month has not begun. Month has begun for you at this time. Month begins for them at another time. There is no problem with that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if not, if you don't see the moon, complete 30 days. So complete 30 days. Alhamdulillah. In Ramadan, that will mean one extra day of fasting, one extra day of the doors of Jannah remaining open, one extra day of Fard being equal to 70 and Nafil being equal to Fard, and so on and so on and so on. What objection can anybody have to that? So, my brothers and sisters, let us not destroy our own faith by making all these false interpretations of ignorance and then compounding it by having arguments and conflicts with our brothers and sisters. No. Let the hearts be together. Let's love one another. When you say be together, it does not mean fast on the same day. Be together means stop arguing. Stop raising all kinds of useless and pointless conflicts. So I've given you three ahadiths, two directly related to the sighting and one related to fasting on a day which is doubtful. And I have given you the fatwa from Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, especially because people talk about fasting, about following Saudi Arabia. And this was a specific question about following Saudi Arabia that he was asked, and may Allah bless him, he answered it. And I will put that these things in the description of this video. Please take a look. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that we learn this deen correctly and that we follow this deen correctly. Once again, Ramadan Kareem to all of you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.